Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby.
She be doing her thing. Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Safety, 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 safety.
G-D-Y-A-V-A. Yeah, then the middle light morning to the EA. All of my exes mad because they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. When they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's the best, coming out live.
I'm coming out,
I'm coming
now on live with the divas. It's me, Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better, when my English bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. And right beside me, I got my Got the ladies, that's the top dogs in the building, Miss Ray Queen and Miss Storm. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
No, hello. I love it.
That is funny.
I'll tell you, that's your signature. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. You already know.
I was ready to say that. Meow. Only she can do it, too. Everywhere I go.
That's right.
Oh, my
God. How you guys doing? How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing. At least, you know what, ladies, at least we have some good weather for the rest of the week.
So we're
going to celebrate that if nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right. And I'm off this weekend, too.
Right.
Yes.
Awesome.
You know, Father's Day weekend this weekend. So, yeah. I don't know
Father's
what y'all
Day
got
weekend.
For y'all significant others, your fathers, your baby daddies, whatever y'all got planned. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, Celebrate. Look. I know, rest in peace to my daddy. You know,
yeah.
Rest in peace to him,
Bebop.
I tell you. You know it.
I'm throwing a rock at mine.
You know what?
Lord, me too.
I can't. Definitely, rest in peace. Happy Father's Day to my husband.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes. To my husband. You go, girl.
Well, happy Father's Day to my father who rests in heaven and to my husband. As Tony Braxton would say, my husband.
Husband.
I can't.
Oh, my God. We got issues tonight, folks. We got issues. That number is, you need to call the stopper, 646-716-6970. We got issues tonight. Just know that. Yeah, now. I think, it's just, I don't know. Say it, Ray.
Oh, you're funny. A bunch of comedians.
Oh, God. I think it's a little late. We're a little giddy. So,
it's been a stressful week thus far.
Yeah.
Happy hump day to everybody.
It's been a
stressful week. You know, I don't know for everybody else, but I know me, it's been stressful. Like, oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't know if it's my sinuses or what clogged up, but I've been very tired. So I said I gotta call my doctor because I take vitamins, I take all that stuff, and I'm still tired.
That's hay fever. They call that hay fever. When it's allergy season and you just have no energy. You feel like you can't do anything. Yeah, that's called hay fever. I've just started taking Zyrtec on a daily basis and the nasal spray. My doctor said you don't have to suffer. You're suffering from enough ailments. If we can give you something that you're not that will aid and you're not suffering, just take the Zyrtec and take the nasal spray, and it will make your life a lot easier.
Right. And call it a day.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow because I can't take this. I've been wiping my nose so much till it's got a sore on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm over that already. Like, pollen be gone.
It's like spring.
Yeah. That's why I like the fall time because it's a little cooled off and, ain't worried about all the dust. It's not as much dust and all kind of stuff going on as it is in the spring, summer. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, as much as we have, like, the problems with the pollen and all that stuff, I'm still super excited that it's summer,
there's no snow
on the ground. Like, I'm still so excited from it.
Yeah. I agree with Storm. I can't complain about the weather. I'm not doing that. I'm not making that mistake because we could be in 6 feet of snow right now. You're right.
Exactly.
No, I'm not complaining. I just can't take the news because I'm ready to go to bed now. Like, I can't. And I took a nap today. That's just not clean.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And you took a nap, girl. Oof.
Yep, and I took a nap. Anybody on this line listening and have any other kind of, you know, solution, I'm all for it. I try to go natural before anything else. You know, I try to do the natural. I've been using the saline. I got a big thing of that, you know, trying to flush the stuff out, but that's just not doing it.
I use the fructosine or whatever that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, shout out to all the fathers this week. You know, happy Father's Day to you gentlemen. It would have been my mom's 65th birthday on Monday. So that's her
birthday.
Her first birthday.
Don't worry, they're partying it up, though.
Oh, I know. My mom done cooked everything. She done arranged the whole party for heaven. Got it all laid out. Listen. And like I said, as articulate as she was, everything's going to be in order, believe me.
That's right. Yeah. Looking down on you, smiling. Best believe it.
I'm going to make a cake. I'm going to bake a cake on Sunday. I am going to bake a cake. You know, celebrate Father's Day and her birthday at the same time. So,
excellent. So did she have a favorite cake?
No, she baked all. She was the baker. She never really ate them.
Wow. So, I wish I could bake.
So my brother didn't say, "Well, I hope it tastes like my mom's."
It will.
I was paying attention when she was in the kitchen. I paid attention. Yeah,
I probably
cook. Yeah, I cook now. Just because I don't doesn't mean I don't know how to.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That's right.
Anyway, folks, y'all know we are internet trolls. I know I am. I can't speak for everybody, but I be on the internet. I watch the news. I read the newspapers and stuff like that. And you know, I see some funny and interesting things be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also read that Huckabee, she's supposed to be leaving the White House too. That's a whole nother story though. But I just had to say that. Yeah, cousin Huckabee.
You know, boy.
Cousin leaving.
Where cousin going?
Cousin Huckabee. Where you going, cousin Huckabee? I guess she can't handle the pressure. Anyway. But there's a story, you know, they had this new Me Too movement, and you have a lot of people coming out of the woodwork with saying they were allegedly sexually assaulted or you know, harassed, violated in some type of way sexually by all of these famous men, you know.
Right,
but now
right.
The latest one is Jamie Foxx.
No, not Jamie.
Back in 2002, now this is how long the girl went back to 2002, she stated that he had a party at her house. And however it played out, he wanted her to top him off. So she claimed that she rejected it and he slapped her in the face with his penis. So now what's happening is he's actually filing charges against her for slander and filing a false police report.
Wow. And she should get in trouble.
But my thing is though, all right, if he slapped you in the face with his penis, how far did y'all go before you said no? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because to be that close to his penis, you either had to be sitting down or laying down. Or kneeling down somewhere where you were in position to have this go forward, and then you just automatically changed, or all of a sudden changed your mind, which could that could have been possible, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There's a lot of questions out there, you know, as to how did he get his penis that close to your face if you weren't
already
him off or whatever. This is back in 2002.
Wow,
16 years
and
ago.
And it's just coming out. It's just coming out?
First time. Yep.
Wow.
So,
why did she wait so long? What the hell?
Yep, he's filing charges against her.
Uh-huh.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Yep. I would. And you know what?
I would do it, too. I would file charges against her.
false allegations. I think anybody with a false allegation like that should go to prison. Because now you're talking, you are ruining people's lives.
Right. You can have defamation of character and stuff like that.
I mean, exactly. You could quit. Is it a white lady? Is it a white lady? Was it a white lady?
I don't know. They didn't show a picture. I didn't see a picture.
Well, who in the right mind is going to accuse somebody of, like, accuse him of smacking her in the face, period? Why would you accuse him of smacking you in the face with his penis?
Black women's cases a lot of times get thrown out of court. They tell us to get out of here.
And you think that this one wins? So what was the end verdict of it? Like, they brought it up, and did anything happen?
I'm telling you, he just filed charges. This just happened.
It's brand new.
Really brand new. So now that's what I've been talking about all day. Like, when I heard it on the radio this morning, I'm like, wait a minute. He did what? Well, he must be old and had to slap her in the face with the thing. He must got a monster.
For real?
Oh, God. He got a monster strong. Come on, Neil.
On a serious note, though, what do you feel? Like, what's your feeling? What's your thought about it?
I kind of have mixed feelings. You understand what I'm saying? Because why I say that is because you don't go as so far to have this man so enticed to, and then you're like, oh no, change your mind. I mean, you can't lead people on. You understand what I'm saying?
Wait, you changed her mind?
I'm not sure. That's a speculation. That's just my opinion. You know, trying to conjure up some kind of reality on this thing, because I'm not understanding how did he get so close to you, to where his penis is in your face, where he could hit you in the face with his penis. Like, when did you realize that he had his penis out and you didn't want it? You just sat there. I'm not understanding.
Now, do you guys think that when you think of, like, rape and stuff like that, because I know you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, that was, you know, how far did you go? But do you think that that would be along the same lines of, like, you know, rape or anything?
Well, if she's saying you did that to her, right? You go ahead, Ray.
I don't think, I just think it's just so silly. I see it as, like, some type of sick joke or something. Like, is he serious?
Right.
Yep. I can't. For me, I can't. I'm not really taking this as serious as they may think it is. Again, at what point did you realize that you didn't want this? Was it before you went in his bedroom? Was it when he pulled his pants down? Or did he hold you down? Did he hold you there against your will? You understand what I'm saying? These are a lot of questions that I would ask if I was the defense attorney. How did you get in a position to where he slapped you in the face with his penis?
How did they get to that
point? You understand what I'm saying?
We need more.
Well, see, you know what it is, too, ladies? Now you're dealing with people with money. We know what this country is built on. And they're going to figure, all right, well, even if we don't win the case, we're going to get a couple of dollars out of this situation. You understand?
Right.
So what's happening is these victims are not really being, the alleged victims are not really being made to tell the truth about their story. They're not going that far. You know? Start putting them on the witness stand. You understand? They're not even letting them get that far. The attorneys are doing everything. So they say, oh, well, let's settle out of court. You know, and that's as far as it's going. Only the one case, and that was with Bill Cosby, and with that thing.
Damn Bill.
Yep. So, I think there's a little more, and we need a little more.
Give us some more to go on. Like, otherwise, just leave it alone. You know. Who is this woman? You know, I'd like to know more about it. What race, what her history is, with him, you know, were they fooling around? Were they, you know? I just need a little more. Yeah.
Like, I would definitely want to know more. I would want to know what's up, mm-hmm. you know. And unfortunately, like, the fact that you were at the house with him, or wherever, let's just say wherever you were, like, I'd like to know mm-hmm. more information about it. You know, to be on the safe side, I want to know more information. I want to know, you know, okay,
yeah.
was this someone that you were dating at that time? Was this just someone that you just met? You know, like, give me a little bit more particulars about it. But I do know, I mean, me, myself personally, if it is something serious and it's not like one of those scams or whatever, you know,
right.
I would definitely like to know, like, what's her motive, you know? Is she
right. And you know what? Come with all
or
of
is
this
cases. Something, but is this something really where, like, it, even though, because, I mean, even though she, you know, might have let him on, you know, or whatever the case may be, no still means no, you know? And it could have been
right.
a funny joke of, oh, I smacked you in the head.
Right.
Heat, you know? And you could have just did it like that as a joke, but is this
right.
person for real? You know, is it
right.
someone that's looking to slander you? I mean, I think it's a lot of questions, you know, we got to know about that.
Yeah, like you said,
yep.
we need a lot more information. We need to know some things here, you know, because just to say that, oh, he slapped me in my face with his penis. Like, again, that's a really compromising position. For him, your face and his penis are not in the same positions on our body. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, he would have to stand up on something to meet your face, or you would have
yeah,
to be
exactly.
sitting, laying, or kneeling down to meet his zipper. So, like, how did you get in that position? Did he force you to come in there? Did he bring you in there against your will? You know,
mm-hmm.
those are the major things, because that's when it's considered assault or rape. You know,
right.
when you do something, when you're doing something that you are against your will, you know. So I just need a little more. But again, he and his attorney, they filed a complaint on her. So because
uh-huh.
he said that didn't happen, or something to that effect. I guess it'll all come out eventually, because the, you know, now this is a legal matter now. But a lot of these stories, I think I'm like y'all. I think the people are really just trying to cash in. They're looking to cash in on something. So, I don't condone any kind of violation on anybody. You understand? When she says no, hey, take that as a loss. She said no. Let's keep it moving. You know.
Right.
I don't want you. I don't want anybody to get that twisted. I'm not. I don't play that. She said no. Keep it moving. You violate little kids and all that. I don't play none of that. So, you know. But in a lot of these cases, that's not what's happening. It's just they were made empty promises, and the promises weren't kept. So
uh-huh.
I said, all right. Or not only that, you probably had a few dollars and burnt that up. Now you want more.
Right.
So, because you notice that you don't hear these stories from a regular Joe Schmo. You're only hearing it from the people who got a few dollars in the bank.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Understand? People that are on the spotlight.
Now, but do you think that some of that is because of some of the people that's in the spotlight is the one who thinks that they're superior? Or do you think
that's true?
Like, what's your feeling on that? Like,
That's
you know, you know me, devil's advocate all
day.
You know.
Oh, no. But that's a great question. Cause, and I've said this before, and I know everybody has probably heard me say this before. Those same people that look to build you up would be the same one to tear you down. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They look to tear
yeah.
you down. Of course, they're on the spotlight because number one, we're in a day and age where they don't want certain types of people to have any kind of money. I don't care what your status is. You understand what I'm saying? They still don't feel like you're deserving of what you have.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And number two, you have these people that's making all this money and feel like they can buy their way out of anything.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. They're untouchable.
You know? That they're untouchable. They're invincible when it comes to the law. Oh, we'll pay him off. And you know what? It happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because it does. But only
of
certain,
course,
it only, it's
it
only
does.
Good for certain types of people.
Right.
Depends on,
you know what? Do you guys remember hearing anything about him beforehand? like before this situation, have you ever heard anything about? Because I haven't heard anything about him at all.
I haven't seen him.
Okay, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up right here. It says, I just Googled it. It says, Jamie Foxx is being accused of slapping a woman with his penis nearly 16 years ago. And although she's now gone to the police, Foxx says it's an absurd lie, and he's going after her legally. The alleged assault happened in Las Vegas back in 2002. According to law enforcement, the accuser told cops last week she and a friend were attending a party at Jamie's place when he tried to get her to perform oral sex. She claims when she refused, Jamie struck her in the face with his penis. But she did go to the hospital. Listen, the accuser says she had gone to the hospital the next day when she got back home to L.A. to get treated for her severe panic attack.
Yeah. See, that sounds like a scammer to me.
But
I
the
mean,
statute and has
all these,
long
all
run
these
out.
Years, all these years mm-hmm. later, though, really? Like, is there a statute of limitations?
Yep, the statute of limitation has since run. It's 3 years in Nevada.
Yeah.
So, and that's where the incident happened.
Yeah, the statute of limitation is up on that.
Mm-hmm. So go home. Sit down.
This is why now he could take legal action against her.
Absolutely. That's why he is.
You had plenty of time to say something. And see, that's my only thing about this. You know, these people say they waited so long. But you left other people susceptible of becoming a victim, too. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell somebody. Like, I got to tell somebody because so it's to stop them from doing it to somebody else. So that's why a lot of that stuff I feel is hogwash. There's some greedy-ass bitches out there. All right.
And nowadays it's an epidemic that women are coming forward with their sexual, you know, the allegations of sexual abuse from these men from years ago. You know, it's really an epidemic.
You're talking 30 years. Come on now. Really?
However, I do believe a lot of these women, but this Jamie Foxx thing, no, not at all. No.
But again, especially like Bill Cosby. Now, they claim, all right, you drugging him, but you claim you didn't know what happened. How would you know he did anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
But you were drugged, weren't you?
Huh?
I said, wasn't the person drugged, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're drugged up, how would you know if he did anything to you?
Man.
Because you can't recall a certain thing, but you just know that you was in his room. Y'all should have been sued for. Oh God, I gotta watch my mouth. Y'all should have been sued for messing with that married man.
Yeah.
That's what should have happened. His wife should have sued all them hookers.
But you know what? There goes that power, though. There goes. I'm sorry, Bill, but there goes that power. You know,
Bill.
I mean, and Bill's kind of old now. I mean, I don't know how much time Bill got.
Half senile.
Yeah, I don't even know how much time Bill got left.
Look, I said old and blind and senile and a little bit of everything. He's done.
Yeah, but you know what? And he's lived his life. And I think it's so unfortunate now where, like, all this is coming forward now. I don't know. And some of them even got paid.
But see, that's the thing. That's what they're looking for. Because listen, looking after that now, how many Me Too rallies do you see? I'm talking about as of today. How many do you see? I'll wait.
You're gonna be waiting a long time.
I'll wait.
You're gonna be waiting
that's
a long
how you know
time.
A lot of that stuff is you're full of crap. You out just looking for money. You understand
right,
man? And then you're
looking for a come up.
The last thing that got up there on the stand, because look at your behind. Not many men, you're not really the pick of the litter.
You and these things, I can't. The pick of the litter, you know, like, I don't understand.
I'm in my grandmother's mode right now. Nobody put more junk in that lady.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Grandma?
What? Yeah, my grandmother talked a lot of mess, y'all.
It's all right, Grandma. We
92 years old. She talked a lot of smack. But
what's
yeah, I think a lot of it is, it's not all what they said it was. There, a lot of that stuff was consensual. I'm not saying that anything didn't happen, but most of it was consensual. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, first of all, he was a public figure. So you're not going to tell me you didn't know he was married or he had a situation going on. You understand? So second of all, why would you meet a man at 2 o'clock in the morning in a hotel room? It's not to have tea and scrumpets. Sorry.
You know what's about
it's not to have tea and scrumpets.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but on the flip side, like you said, they in that position where they thought, I got all the power. I can make this go away.
Yeah, that's like, what was it, Bill Clinton and Monica?
Yep.
I mean, not to bring them up, but like, come on now.
Right, right. Well, that's what they get, though, because he shouldn't have been cheating on his wife.
Right. Like, at some point, you know, I believe in accountability for everybody. But
that's
I'm just saying, at some point in time, you know, when do you stop? When do you stop and say, oh, you know what? I'm in the light right now.
Right, right.
I'm in the light and people are respecting me. I'm supposed to be a role model, you know. But meanwhile, you know, you cheating. I mean, some women, I'm going to play devil's advocate now. Because we got a couple of them at the job. They're like, oh, a man going to be a man and a man going to cheat, you know. That's the first thing they say, you know, and I'm like, not all men. Oh, yes, all men. If they're going to be with the same woman for 20, 30 years, you know they're going to cheat. They don't want the same thing all that time. I said, this is why you're single.
Exactly.
This is why you're single right here, because you're condoning the type of behavior that you're talking about. You can't
mm-hmm.
live like that and think that it's okay.
I'm
there's
sorry.
People that
this how you raising your kids?
70 years, please.
Right, and they're happy and growing old and changing each other diapers and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. exactly. You just gotta learn how to introduce new things to your relationship. That's all,
right.
and it has nothing to do with being with anybody else. Come on,
right. I'm gonna tell you, I sold Rich money. He gonna have to change my diaper. I don't know.
I know that's right.
Gonna be in it for the long run.
I know that's right. In the long run.
I have to change my diaper. You never know.
Listen, I pray for that. I pray for that over y'all. You understand what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with people growing old together. You know
right,
what
I'm
saying?
I'm a beautiful thing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know what the problem is? Because now everything is just so readily available. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? People don't even have
yeah.
to leave their homes to cheat and stuff like that. They can go on the internet. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just
yeah.
everything. There's no more discretion. People are making
mm-hmm.
themselves too available to cheat. So now everybody's like glorifying things that used to be of a private sector. So now, like,
mm-hmm.
sexism and all that stuff is put at the top of the food chain. Oh, if you ain't
right.
stripping, you're not bouncing your behind, or if you're not doing threesomes, then you can't have a happy relationship. See, and that's where the most is, you understand?
Right, right.
So now you got men coming home, oh, babe, I want to have a threesome. Why?
Well, right. Well, what about the ones that's even like, well, what about the ones that's cheating just because? Like, oh, you know what? I'm not happy. I want to step out. I want something different. I want something new. All right, so what's wrong with you spicing up what you got?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Introduce new things. Like, hey, let's try this. Let's go here. Let's do even introduce it to the My House Club. Let's take a flight just so we can do it in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Do different things.
Exactly.
Exactly. But what I would respect more, if you came to me and said, you know what, I don't think it's going to work. You know, I want something else. Go ahead, but don't. Don't keep stringing me along thinking that you got something going
right.
on if you don't. You understand? Don't
right.
string me along. Don't do that. But keep it
right.
100 with me. If you want something
right,
different, you go ahead. I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you that right. I don't have no right to hold you anyway. But if that's
right, but have,
you
have,
be
more
with
me.
Communicate
have more respect
and be
for yourself and the other, you know, and the other person.
Right.
You gotta have more respect for that, because what happens is you're disrespecting yourself at the end
right.
of the day.
Yep.
And nowadays,
yep.
we just have to make sure that as we raise these you know, children. I was watching this this video just earlier today, and one of the guys is saying pretty much that if you're in a relationship and the person cheats on you, you know, as women, we're so quick to blame ourselves. Oh, what did I do? Well, why did I do this? You know, or how did it get to this point? You know, we blame ourselves. And he's like, yeah, but you know what? The person never thought they was going to get caught.
Yep,
you know,
right.
That's what it was. The person never thought they were going to get caught. And the person is looking for convenience. Like, oh, it's convenient for me to do this right now, you know?
Oh,
like, okay.
He ain't
going to
say nothing.
Thing.
Or he ain't going to say nothing. That's a fact.
Right. And the girl went to the bar with her friends, and she was like, oh, honey, can you pick me up just in case, you know, I have a couple of drinks tonight? And he's like, oh, yeah, what time you think? She was like, I don't know, but I'll call you. You're going to be home, right? He says, yeah, girl, she got a ride home with her friends because it wasn't that, you know, they didn't have that much fun. As soon as she stuck her key in the door and walked in, he got the next girl sitting there chilling. Right at the house. And here she is.
Now, see, that's,
you see the,
that's an ultimate
you see the video.
Bringing them to my property.
But you see the video. And in the video, the girl's crying and she's like, what did I do wrong? I wasn't enough for you? Like, what did I do? Everything was, what did she do? What did she do? Girl, if I could have went to that video just to have a conversation, you know? And nine times out of ten, the girl don't even look better than you.
Yes. Yep. Please. That's so true. So true.
Just saying. But I saw that, and I was going to share it, you know, with people just to get, like, their feedback. Like, what do you think about that? You know, like,
right.
You know, the cheating and stuff.
It's sad. So many
people are acting, you know.
So many women, so many females have such low self-esteem and don't realize their self-worth.
Let me give you a good one, though. Let me give y'all a good one, though. Now it's not even men cheating with women. It's men cheating with men. You as a woman can't compete with that.
No, not at all.
You
can.
Oh, even a woman is a woman. Again, I don't want people to think we're biased because women do it
too.
But, you know.
You
can't compete with that.
Yep. Thought that I had to compete with the women, thought I had to compete with the drugs, and then, oh, hell no, I'm not going to be competing with a man. What? Are you serious? Been there, done that. I'm not competing, period. My competing or thinking
that
I had to compete days are over.
Look, Diva, unless you got something that you want to tell us, you can't compete with that at all.
You cannot. But you know what? Maybe I had to come across that to finally realize, you know what?
But hold on. Let me clarify what I mean by that. Being compete with that. It means fighting for the person that you're actually with. It's no competing with another man. You understand? When you have, there's no competing. That means I gotta completely let you go and find somebody something else to do with my time.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You know, in reality,
it's
okay. You know, it's okay. To
that's
say,
crazy.
You know what? I give them my best, and my best wasn't good enough. It's okay.
Well, yeah, that's one of the truest songs out there.
Hell, I was too good for you.
Yeah.
Exactly, but that's what you gave your all. You gave 110%.
You gave more than exactly.
That's why you got to ask yourself, is this what I want or is this what I need? You understand what I'm saying? We're supposed to put out, without making it seem like you're using the person, you're supposed to put your needs before what you want. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. We're living in reverse. Oh, I want that, so I'm going to get it. You understand? So that's the problem, right? And what is this person? Oh, first of all, it's the person that you with living in their own truth.
Now I gotta hide your secrets from you, from the world.
Listen.
Listen.
Is that person living in their truth? Are you living in your own truth? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Once you're to that point where, like, I'm good, I don't have anything to hide from anybody, then it's hey. It should be a bowl of cherries after that.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's a life is not a bowl of cherries. You know that.
You know that.
Right.
You know life is
a
bowl of lemons. We get a bowl of lemons. But I'm gonna switch lanes a little bit.
Accepting yourself for who you are and accepting what's going on in your situation. you know, I think all of that play a major factor, you know, in it as well. Like, I've been trying to focus more on, like spreading the word of, like, self-love and, you know, positive confirmations and stuff from that, confirmations and stuff like that, affirmations, you know, just like letting people know that it's okay that, you know, that you love yourself and regardless of the fluid that you have and, you know, if you have, you know, an extra belly roll or whatever the case may be, that it's okay, you know. God makes us all different, you know, and we're all different for a reason. And if you don't like what you're doing, then let's do something about it. You know, let's change the little things that we're doing, you know. Let's start like that. So
you have
that
power.
I guess I've been focused more on that, you know.
You have that power to change you. You sure do. You know. But
I think I've been
I'm gonna switch lanes a little bit, ladies, and I don't know who's listening on the line or whatever. But, you know, we've seen that horrific accident. It was on the Meadowbrook Parkway where the 15-year-old had her father's SUV because they say it was stolen, but he allegedly didn't know she had it. You know, this is what the father said. But I guess he tried to clean that story up just so they could take the stolen property off of her charge. So, you know, where there was 10 people in there, including an 18-month-old baby, which was the driver's baby. And she lost control and flipped her car over. And three people were thrown, and all three people were killed in the accident, one being her 13-year-old brother. And they were all young. The whole car was young. But what now, the story that I'm hearing now, is that the reason she was driving, they were all leaving the beach. And the reason she was driving, because the original person that was driving was intoxicated. So,
but either way, the person was, what, 15 years old? So they weren't supposed to be driving anyway. Just saying.
They wasn't even supposed to be driving. So it's like, now, all right. But you would have did better letting a drunk driver drive.
Well, okay, first of all, the 15-year-old girl, she wasn't even old enough to have a driving permit. There was a baby in the car that was 18 months old that was hurt. Her baby. The reason she took the wheel, the reason she decided to drive was because the supposed one that was driving the vehicle that they had all stolen from one of the kids' parents. They were going to cut school, skip school, go hang out, whatever, go to the beach. She decided to drive because she thought she wanted to make it safer for her 18-month-old baby to take the wheel because the one that was driving was high or something. Now, 10 people in the car total. Now, we're talking the driver, her baby, and 8 other adults that were older than this 15-year-old girl. Are you telling me that not one of them was smart enough or sober enough to say, little girl, you are not driving
slow
me.
Slow down.
You're not even driving me at 15 years old. I'm starving. Not even, no. Not on a highway. Not to the,
on
no. And the 18-month-old baby was her. She's 15, so she apparently had the baby when she was 14, between 14 and 15. Now, everything was wrong with every single one of these people that allowed this girl.
Yep.
10 people can't even fit in. What kind of, it wasn't a big SUV with third row seats.
It was like a Trailblazer. It was a Trailblazer or something.
Okay, you cannot fit 10 people in there. That's why 3 of them got thrown out of the vehicle. Yeah, the baby was trapped and 3 of them got thrown out and died.
Yep.
That was a whole hot mess.
That's crazy. That was crazy. So now they're charging her with vehicular manslaughter. Reckless endangerment, all kinds of. She got like armed.
And she's a flight risk. And she's a flight risk because the people that she affiliated with are known gang members and so it's just a whole everything was wrong.
They have
about
her with no bail. She has no bail.
None, because she's a flight risk. Because she's, you know, she might leave the country, try to leave the country or whatever.
Right, right. Because
she has had some problems.
They are Hispanic descent, right?
Yeah. And she had some trouble in the past with the law that she didn't show up to court on something, a history of something that also gave a red flag that they just said that they're not even giving her bail.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
15 years old.
I don't think they're trying her as an adult, though.
No, they're not trying her as an adult, from what they say.
Yeah. So that might help her out a little bit, but it's still a horrible, horrible, you know, situation where that could have been avoided. And not only that, you're driving. How fast do you need to go? You understand what I'm saying? Because you are flying. It's not like the car didn't pass emissions or something like that to where the car, you know, it was faulty. She was just flying. And just thank God. I mean, my heart goes out to them, the people that are lost. But thank God, because she could have hit other cars and caused other people to die too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's a horrible situation. And now that's why I've been telling my son, like, relax. No, I'm not letting you drive. You have time for that. You understand? Stop rushing the process.
Yeah.
So it's again, it's a sad situation, and may those three young people rest in peace. Because like I said, her brother, when it was her brother that died, he was only 13, and I don't know how old the others were. Yeah, listen. Yeah,
but you know what? Let me tell you something, though. Not for nothing. Forgive me when I say it, but she needs to be held accountable. I'm sorry. She really does.
That's right.
And everybody that was in the car was too young to be driving, want to drive, or whatever the case may be.
They were 18-year-olds.
Yeah, but guess what? They stole it.
18-year-olds.
She shouldn't have had. But she won. I get it. But at what point in time do you call for help and say, you know what? None of us are able to drive. Even the person that stole the car is not able to drive.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So at what point in time do we say, you know what, judgment? Why risk our life? They showed footage of the girl flying, speeding in and out of traffic, driving. Like, come on, you couldn't afford she was going to make it any safer by you driving like that than somebody else. That doesn't make
nobody
sense.
Nobody was telling her to slow down.
What
not
rationale
for nothing.
She must have been. She must have been under the influence of her damn self. I'm sorry.
I was getting ready to say.
No, I'm sorry.
That,
everything is wrong with this.
She was probably nasty to her parents, too. They probably were afraid of her. So, you understand what I'm saying? She did what she wanted to do. The father probably knew she had it, but she probably told him, I'm taking it. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You understand? She probably was being very disrespectful to her father.
It was, I think the vehicle was one of the kids that flew out of the... got tossed out of the vehicle. Parents.
Yeah, it was her little brother. It was his. It was.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
Lord.
It was her own father.
Wow.
Her own father's car.
Okay. Wow. Oh my God.
Yep.
Brat. She's a little brat, and I think she should be tried as an adult. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, not sorry. She knew exactly what she was doing and was showing off and flying with those people and that baby in the car and did not know how to drive. I'm sorry. Had no business behind the wheel.
That's 15. That's crazy. I'd be livid.
Yeah.
I'd be right in court causing a ruckus. Just because, you know what I mean? Little heifer. Yeah. Yes. But let me see, because it was something else I wanted to speak about, too. And I'm just tired. I'm tired right now. I said I feel a little drained. Oh, you see how the two men tried to kidnap two 8-year-old children?
Right out of the backyard.
Right from their yard. Like,
what happened?
What is wrong with people?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Two guys tried to kidnap two kids out of their yard. What was it, in Minnesota or somewhere? Where exactly was it? Let me see.
It was here in Suffolk County. Was it Nassau?
Nassau County.
Yep.
Nassau County.
Two men.
So
they're going to get caught because they both had the same uniform on. They had I think they said blue and yellow. Both of them had the same color on, so it was kind of like a uniform. So I know they're going to catch them. They'll get them.
They will. You know what? But I hope they do what they got to do, too. I mean, you kind of bold to be coming up in somebody's yard
you know, trying to take their kid. I'm just saying, you real bold.
It's broad daylight.
Yep.
So they had grabbed it, and the little girl or somebody, she started screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming, and that's when they let them go.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
What is wrong with people wanting to mess with people's kids? Leave people, kids alone. Go try to snatch up a doggone hooker or something.
Exactly. I mean, not saying their life's not valuable, but yes.
how about you clean your life up and maybe you'll get a girlfriend or something?
Right. Some people are just pervs and will be pervs for the rest of their lives. Be just nasty for them. Just, you know, it's just like that. Yes. You disgusting people.
So you know what? Like, man, you can be disgusting, but you got to make better decisions for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. I don't feel that anybody else's kid should have to suffer, you know, because you can't control yourself and you feel the need to walk in someone's yard and try and take their kid.
Some people just have the mind frame, and they still do it. They constantly get convicted of these things. Spend 10 years in jail, get out, do the same crap, and do it again.
But you know what? I'm sorry, but they need to start removing some stuff with people. Wasn't that one TV before or something that was going to castrate them or something?
They need to
remove some goodies.
Put their hands in the goodies.
Why let them have it?
Right.
Leave enough of them to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I'm sorry, but you might be able to have a tube if you leave it up to me. You might have to have a tube. You know, but enough is enough. Like, you have to stop. I don't know. It just seems like life is so precious and people take it for granted. And then in the meantime, you got all these people that just want to destroy everybody's life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nancy Dirtbag.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible.
It is.
I don't know. That's why I always
try to teach my kids. Anybody violates you, you call out. If they like that, you scream. You do whatever you have to do by any means necessary. Poke them in the eye.
Something.
Yeah. Just call the Bible.
Scream, kick, grab, pinch. Do it. You
don't care.
Poke their eyes.
Like they said,
pull their head.
Like they
something.
Said, yell fire. Because if you yell rape, people don't come running. You got to yell fire.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I never heard that. Never heard that one.
Don't turn around and get
yell
a real
fire.
Good response. Yep.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, Divas, as we said, time went by definitely really fast. It's 52 after. So we're going to, of course, those who are listening, this is the time of our show where we go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
Would either of you want to go first, or should I throw my two cents in first?
I'll go first. It doesn't matter. So definitely want to say I truly enjoyed the show tonight. Even though we were all in, you know, going through something, doing some things, we definitely came together and pulled it together and had a wonderful show. Shout out to all the fathers out there, you know, especially, you know, I'm going to say especially our fathers and, you know, our callers, you know, the Dons that usually call in, you know, Dave Anthony, you know, Rich Money. We definitely thank you guys for always supporting us and holding us down. Happy Father's Day to you guys. You know, just make sure that whatever you do, you're safe this weekend. When it comes down to our topic, awareness. You know, you got to be aware. You got to know what's going on. You know, we talked about a lot of different things tonight. But you have to make sure that you take everything serious. I'm sorry. I'm not really much of a jokester. I don't really have that, you know, that sense of humor that I wish I had. But I'm thankful for what I have, you know, and to be able to have one, you know. But we definitely thank all the callers and listeners, you know, for supporting us here at GQ Palace. You know, it is Wednesday night, hump night, and it was a wonderful show. So I'm going to pass the mic over to, you know, my fellow divas. Whichever one of y'all want to, you know, it's on you. What you going to do? Hey.
Well, I'm going to go. First and foremost, as I always do, give my honor to God because he is the head of my life, and without him, there is no me. So, and also I want to give a big shout out to GQ Palace. Rich Money and Miss Storm, I love y'all so much. My sister Divas, you two are awesome. I love y'all. All of our callers and listeners, thank you for being our fans and just continue to do so, please. Tonight's show was awesome, as always. And definitely tune in same time, same day of the week next week. And I love you all. I'm passing the mic on.
It's on you. So what you gonna do?
So what
do,
you
gonna do? Yes, as always, ladies, you already know. Y'all know how we do it over here, GQ Pals. We chopped it up over here. You know, and this is a public service announcement. My birthday is a week and 5 days away. Yeah, everybody's just prepared. I'm accepting all gifts. I'm accepting gifts. feel free. There's no gift that's not appreciated, you know, even if I have to re-gift it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. You are funny.
I'm accepting all gifts. Oh, man, but again, happy Father's Day for all the deserving fathers out there. You know, continue to be productive in your children's lives. You know, because they need you. And then once they start having kids, you be productive in the grandchildren's lives, too.
Right.
Right. We definitely have had a lot of information going on tonight. But the most important is if you feel somebody's violating you, please say something. Don't sit and wait and allow somebody else to become a victim and be an opportunist about it. You feel you have an opportunity now to cash in. Don't do that. That's wrong. So, but if you're struggling to speak to somebody or tell somebody, tell it to a stranger. Don't tell it to anybody you know. That way you'll escape judgment. So they got to tell somebody, a police officer, a judge, a court clerk, or somebody. But just don't allow somebody else to be victimized.
Right.
And I love you, ladies.
I love you, too.
Tired.
Love you, too.
I am tired as the dickens.
you know what?
I enjoyed the show.
All right.
Catch us same time next week.
That's right, and definitely check us out. I believe Friday night with Corrupt is going to be on GQ Palace Radio at 7 p.m. Same number, 7 o'clock Friday night. GQ Palace Love Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
It's Butter Baby.
When her parents went out, she phone say, hey boy, come on right around. So I knocked at the door, he was standing with a bottle of red wine, ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phones. Parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things and people in love too. Parents trying to find out what we were saying. Why were you creeping out late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? And she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4, jumped in my ride, chicken and nobody saw. The club we went in, we got down, bow, bow to the rhythm. So it was early morning, so we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. Break the rules, I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things. age and people in love too. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises? No, don't say you'll be home by 12, controlling in at 4. Out with the girls, we're leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Dressed in black when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?